and you can play with us on air. And there is something that you can take that can energize effect on your brain as a cup of coffee without the side effect. That's like a rap. You know,
just coming just in with the cuteness. Look at my face, it's so
cuteness.
You made my weekend back.
UJFM News, engaging meaningfully with one another.
Eskom confirms stage 2 load shedding until Thursday with rush hour respite, and Nzimande agrees to register NFSA students with debt for continued funding.
UJFM News, engaging meaningfully with one another.
With your top stories this hour, good morning, I am Rafilwe Katong. Eskom says it is trying to minimize the impact of load shedding on traffic by suspending the blackouts between 6 a.m. and 9 a.m. where possible. Stage 2 load shedding will end at 6 p.m. today, but the utility said yesterday evening it would then resume at 9 a.m. until at least Thursday morning. The crash-strapped peristyle said it needed to replenish waster and diesel reserves while carrying out critical maintenance. Eskom said it regretted that load shedding was having a negative impact on South Africa, and it was calling on consumers to check their schedules. The City of Tshwane's Mayor Stevens Mokgalapa has announced that he's resigning before the end of this month. In December, Mokgalapa was removed through a motion of no confidence. However, the High Court in Pretoria ruled that all decisions made at that council sitting which removed him must be set aside pending the outcome of an urgent review for the proceedings. It all started with an audio recording where Mokgalapa could be heard making disparaging remarks to Sekgobo about his colleagues in the party. Mokgalapa took special leave shortly after this, and the DA launched an investigation into his conduct. DA Gauteng leader John Moody.
This matter is just being used as a political football. It is causing him harm, it is causing his family harm, it is causing harm to the people of Tshwane, who are not sure as to what's happening. So to stabilize the situation and also to preserve his own integrity, has taken a hard decision, but I believe that ultimately for Stevens, more than anything else, I believe that it's the correct decision that he has taken.
The University of Johannesburg is entering its last phase of its registration. Close to 82% of its new first-year undergraduate cohort have already registered at the rate faster than previous years. Prof. Anita Berger, registrar, says the numbers confirm that university's online registration system is working efficiently and that it is embraced by the students. The 2020 academic year will officially start today, the 3rd of February 2020. The university is determined that it will again in 2020 make a positive difference to